My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a very good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great first weekend of March.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world happened to January and February?
It froze.
Yeah, I guess that's what is happening. That did happen. Anyway, we got a great show for you, fun show.
Always. Yeah.
Renowned game caller Wayne Carlton will be joining us, you know, coming up later this month. Next week for the early South Zone youth season, and then the opening of the South spring turkey season on March 20th.
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's turkey time. So rather than waiting and going, this is what you should be doing, but you don't have the product.
Now you can get the product.
Now you can get the product, do a little practice, and get ready and be more successful in the field. So Wayne will be joining us later in the program. In the news segment, lots of news. Great February for the Cheryl Lunker program.
Uh-huh.
And great news for Texas Outdoor News.
Oh, really?
As well as Texas Outdoors Journal.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, so we're going to be giving you that information.
And some new news from Ford, too, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, so we got a big show headed your way. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide. All because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And again, happy March to you. First weekend in March. A little warm up, hopefully. Yeah.
When is my clock getting messed up again? Isn't that coming up?
We'll talk about that later in the program.
Oh, okay.
But it's next weekend.
Oh, all right.
Yes. That's, we're the old Indian, what, cuts off the top of the blanket and sews it on the bottom and figures it's a longer blanket?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. It doesn't work that way. It
doesn't work that way.
No. You know what? That was actually the start with daylight savings time of people that just really don't get it.
Oh, people in the government.
Government as well as, you know, unfortunately, a good portion of the population, you know. Otherwise, these decisions would not be made.
Because like we always say, that dog and that cat know when it's time to eat.
That's right. You're absolutely right there. Went to the 63rd annual Texas Outdoor Writers Conference held in Port Arthur.
You've been to every one of them, man.
You know, try to support the industry.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure. And this is a great gathering of outdoor journalists, both in writing as well as photography, web-based platforms. Mm-hmm. And they had some awards.
Yes. Oh, tell me.
And the group that we hang with for here at Texas Outdoor News and Texas Outdoors Journal, we did collectively pretty damn well.
Ooh, tell me.
Yeah, okay, here
well,
we
obviously
go.
Obviously, I know some of it.
Yeah, Harold goes, I don't care about anybody else. What did I do?
Yeah, right.
No, but it's really neat. In the outdoor photography, there was two categories, people and wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
And Texas Outdoors Journal Whitetail editor Bob Zeglin,
yeah,
he swept the category.
Ooh.
Took first and second in both.
Wow.
And the neat thing about it is the four photographs that were entered were from four different issues.
Oh.
When we talk about consistency through the year.
Correct.
Okay.
That's great.
And then John Jefferson, our senior and most crotchety member.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
He was also recognized for a piece of his work. In outdoor radio, do you mean to do that now, or you mean to
no? Do it now.
Do it now. Okay. All right. We submitted two of the 52 shows that we did last year.
Right. And something too. At a point, you did it in the magazine too. We don't edit those. That's exactly the way they aired. Because some people try to do a best of thing.
Yeah.
You know.
No. No. You know, somebody hiccups or sneezes. That's the way it plays back.
That's
you
right.
know. I mean, it's you know. So it's just the way it is. So, but anyway, in fact, our guest was part of this award-winning group, Wayne Carlton. That show was recognized, and so was our interview with Texas Parks and Wildlife's new Wildlife Division Director, John Slavosky.
Okay.
That took first place.
All right.
First place. So, Texas Outdoor News remains Texas' most honored outdoor radio show.
For 28 years, friends.
I tell you what, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
And you've been difficult at times.
That's in my job description.
In the outdoor publication, for 23 consecutive years, Texas Outdoors Journal has been recognized as one of the best. And again, just like Harold said, you know, we look at the 12 issues that were done.
Right.
No annual.
Mm-hmm.
No issues that are quarterly or, you know,
right.
twice a month.
No editing, you know. No Photoshop.
No. I mean, it is what it is.
Right.
And it's a great product, but really, really proud. 23 consecutive years of being recognized. No other publication can make a similar claim. Then we get into writing.
Mm.
Lots of good written pieces. And this one was really, I was really proud of this one.
Mm.
I was really proud of this one. When you won and were recognized in two different categories. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, that was great. One was in an outdoor column for your Practically Perfect Peep about the Peep site.
Right.
That was a good article.
Thank you.
Very informative. And then, you know, you showed your heart. You showed your passion
right.
in outdoor features when your piece called A Time Machine, the 22.
Right.
I mean, it's where, you know, that was the step that we took.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big step for us as youngsters, you know.
Oh, indeed. Absolutely.
And,
it still is.
Yeah, you know.
Really.
Yeah. But congratulations on both of those.
Thank you.
And then to round it out, Texas Outdoors Journal website was once again recognized. Great support to what we do in the magazine as well as what you hear here on Texas Outdoor News.
Wonderful.
So that was great. There was other big news that took place around the Lone Star State, and that was the Share Lunker program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to be able to submit over 13-pound bass through the end of April.
Right.
Then they cut it back saying, well, some of those fish that come in March and April have already spawned. Well, through February 20th through the 28th, eight legacy class, that's over 13-pound mm-hmm. bass, were caught. Six were from OH Ivy.
Oh.
Ivy is sizzling.
My goodness.
One from Conroe, one from Travis, bringing the season total to 12, which tripled last year's total with 1 month, the month of March, still to go.
Okay.
Angler Joe McKay of Iowa kicked things off on a hot streak with a massive 16.40-pound lunker, which is the new lake record at Ivy and ranks as the 16th largest bass ever caught. Josh Jones of Oklahoma, what are these foreigners coming in here catching our fish, man?
Right.
13.20 from Ivy. And then angler Donald Burks of Weatherford, good Texas boy, 13.40-pound legacy class from Ivy. Then we've got Brett Cannon of Willis, and he caught from Ivy, of course, that 16.40-pounder. Cannon paid off with a 14.40-pounder.
Good size.
Yeah. Then from the Woodlands, Casey Sobizak caught a bass that weighed 14.20 pounds. And let's see, what do we got here, Harold?
Hmm?
I mean, the list just keeps going on right. and on. Conroe jumped into the mix from Scott Stevens, caught a personal best 14.25 pounder. And then a kid, a youngster,
yeah,
a mere pup,
mm.
but a heck of an angler.
To us, the right away, 50s, 55, 60. What?
No, he's a teenager.
Oh, okay.
Hanging out on Lake Travis. Yeah. Many of us as teenagers hung out on Lake Travis.
Mm.
But Trace Jansen caught a 15.32-pounder. That is the new lake record, eclipsing the record that was set back in 93. So that's some big news.
Yeah. Just a quick thing here from Ford,
because okay.
The hits just keep on coming. They introduced a new 2021 Explorer King Ranch Edition. So that premium appearance package, I mean, I love it. It's like driving a beautiful leather living room. Del Rio leather, real wood appliques, meticulous attention to detail. Ta-da. Sound like a PR guy. Latest addition to the broadest Explorer lineup ever. Of course, it's got the wonderful EcoBoost V6 in it. I think it's putting out now 365 horsepower, for goodness sake. 380 pound-feet of torque. It's got the works on it. But Explorer is the best-selling SUV in America and continues that run.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yay, Ford.
Good for them.
Yep.
Are they putting in the SUV line the generator or converter system?
Not yet. Not to my knowledge. No.
Okay.
I'm going to keep whining about that.
Yeah. But they need to include that on SUVs
for sure. So. I'll whine to the hierarchy because, that's an amazing thing. That generator is amazing. Remember we had a picture during the freeze where somebody's running their house off of it?
Yeah. And the fact that Ford stepped up and told their dealers, hey, if you can put them out and loan them,
do it.
You know?
Right. You bet.
All right, we got a lot more headed your way, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets outdoor report. Yep, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right here on Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal, launched in 2015. Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Tell you, as I've gotten to know Clifford Cheadle, amazing, amazing things, and the way that this company vets the products that they carry. I mean, really top names. And they're out there hustling because trying to get product in, like with a lot of manufacturers, has been difficult of
late.
Right,
correct.
Okay.
Not just pipes for your house, but everything. It's been tough out there.
We told you about the Knox products that have the ability to be operated as a handheld monocle, mounted on a helmet or mounted on your modern sporting rifle. This week, Clifford told me that they just got in a good supply of Zeiss thermals. Now, this is the best value for your just-to-see thermal.
Okay.
Can't put it on a helmet, can't put it on a rifle, but this is something for observation purposes.
Right.
Okay? Good value, and they can definitely hook you up. Third Coast Thermal carries all the top brand names that, as we said, have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. They've got customers all over the United States and will ship to your location for free. For more information, visit ThirdCoastThermal.com or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as fair. Monday is a good day. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are our three best days of the week. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday are a trio of good ones. This weekend, look for game to be most active from well before sunrise. Remain active until mid-morning. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of sunrise, continue until either side of the noon hour. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, game will be actively feeding from late morning until late afternoon. Next Saturday, March the 13th, we will have a new moon. Next Sunday, March the 14th, daylight savings time will begin. Okay, on the coast. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as Monday, will each have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Tuesday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Wednesday through next Sunday is a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two lows each day.
All right, on the coast, a number of things. First off, the Star Tournament will be kicking off, and in April they'll have their early bird drawing. That date may be adjusted, but we'll let you know when that has been detailed. Big thing is they have dropped, due to the freeze, all of the inland fish species categories that we have covered in the past.
Okay.
You know, speckled trout, gaff top, et cetera.
Right.
Because, quite honestly, we don't know what the results are. We've seen dead fish, and we've seen dead fish on shore, game fish. We've seen a lot of bait fish and a lot of non-game fish.
Right.
And until Texas Parks and Wildlife does their gillnet surveys, we don't know. We will get a better idea next week when Robin Rikers will be our guest.
Okay? Who's that?
Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries Director.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
The guy.
He'll know. Right.
He will definitely know, and we'll get an update as to where things are going. But when it comes to the Star Tournament, all the prizes that would normally be awarded in the different game fish categories are going to be awarded, but it's going to be done as a color-coded tagged release.
Ah, okay.
Instead of just 60 tagged redfish.
For the motor truck bracket. Yeah, okay,
right. For that package, that will be done, but then there's going to be others for, say, the speckled trout, for the gaff top, et cetera.
Right.
And if it's a yellow tag, it's gaff top. If it's blue, it may be trout. Whatever the color-coding system is, and you catch that, you will win an appropriate prize.
There you go.
Okay?
Right.
So pretty neat stuff. On the fishing side, pretty straightforward and simple. We don't know. We're hearing mixed reports, depending on where you are, from Calcasieu all the way down to Port Isabel. And with that being said, let's be conservative right now. Let's do catch and release.
There you go.
Enjoy the catch and know that the fish you release becomes a broodstock for tomorrow.
Right.
That's really important. Things are warming up. Water temperatures are coming back up. Most of the readings, say from mid-coast northward, are in the upper 50s. Mid-coast south, you're in the 60s. But, man, temperatures really, really dropped. Offshore was not impacted.
Right.
So if you're looking for some good fish to eat, go out within 9 nautical miles and fish the, fish some of the structure for red snapper.
There you go.
What's going on in our lakes?
Well, let's take a peek. Okay. B.A. Steinhagen, largemouth bass are good and very active. Cruising spinners, worms, crankbaits, buzz baits along vegetative edges. Conroe. Largemouth bass are good as spawning behavior has created a very active situation with fast, aggressive strikes in deeper than normal vegetation on spinners and crankbaits in some topwaters, depending on the location. Surface activity has been high in the mornings. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs with good-sized fish available primarily north. Hybrid striped bass, major improvement this past week in the mid-lake with live shad. Catfish are good on stinky bait and cut bait. Sunfish are good with live worms or crickets in shallow water, so a lot going on Conroe. Livingston, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms, spinners, and jigs, working the murky vegetation of the North Lake with catches coming from water 6 feet or less. White bass are good on spoons just north of 190. Nackanich, largemouth bass are good on jigs, crankbaits, and spinners under vegetation such as lily pads and among the hydrilla. Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good working shallow north of 103 with Angelina River, or with the Angelina River. Spinners, worms, almost all bass baits have been successful as females are full of eggs. White bass are fair to good on minnows, moving back to coves and points. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs, working vegetation and timber near Lavaca Creek. Tawakoni, blue cats are good on fresh cut bait and live bait. Channel cats are good on punch bait. Texoma, striped bass are good on swim baits and live shad. Whitney, stripers are good with live bait along the main lake river channels and their edges in 30 to 45 feet of water.
All right, heading to South Texas, out Del Rio Way, where Amistad Reservoir, the spawn is back on, and looks like things are off to a great start. Black bass are showing up shallow and moving to the ledges in timber and vegetation, hitting jig, spinners, and Carolina rig worms. Power Plant Lake. Brawnig, largemouth bass are good and continue to be hot on plastic worms, spinners, and jigs. Choke Canyon, bass are good fishing shallow and wooded areas in the Frio River on jigs, plastic worms, and crankbaits. To our friends down the valley, Falcon Reservoir, the spawn is back on and in strong for largemouth. The water temperatures continue to rise, promoting the activity. Best to fish shallow trees and shallow brush, casting into the banks and shallow coves with shaky heads, soft plastics, and Senkos. Texana, bass are good on soft plastics, jibs, spinners, and Texas rig worms in water less than 5 feet. Allen Henry, another hot lake that should really be producing over the next few weeks, starting right now. Fish the lake. Bass are good in abundant numbers below 6 pounds right now, working shallow rocks and timber, in depth around 8 to 10 feet, okay?
Yeah, heading to the Hill Country Canyon. Striper fishing is good along the river channel with live bait, swim baits, and jigging spoons. Catfish are good with prepared baits and cut bait. Medina, black bass are good, with this being possibly the best time of the year. Fish 6 feet or less in creek structures, coves, and vegetative-covered banks on worms, some topwater, bass jigs. Crappie are good working into creeks along with staying around and staying under shallow, calm structures on jigs. Striped bass are cruising deeper midwater, around 15 feet. Smallmouth bass are good finding increased feeding activity in shallow coves with white grubs and jigs.
All right, on the hunting scene, I want you to know this portion of the program is brought to you by Silencer Central, and they ask, are you looking for a smarter and easier way of buying your silencer? Well, Silencer Central is the creator of a revolutionary process which silences headaches and hassles. Their process is simple and makes sense. It's a process that begins with paperwork, but without the work. Let me tell you, these folks go through and literally walk you through the process, have done it.
Great.
It is easy. And once you get your paperwork done, pay the fee, get all set up and approved, then Silencer Central is going to deliver your silencer right to your front door. This sounds too good to be true. You can learn more about Silencer Central's easy buying process at silencercentral.com or give them a call at 888-988-8179. That's 888-988-8179. And when you give them a call, say, is this really true what I heard on Texas Outdoor News?
Yes.
Huh? All right, on the hunting scene, the spring turkey season in the South Zone opens March 20th and run through May 12th. And the North Zone youth-only turkey season, good time to get out with the kids, do some preseason scouting, March 27 through 28. All right, Harold, what have you been playing in this week?
Well, I have been on or off the road if I wanted to with all the power one can imagine, friends, because this was the ground-pounding 2021 Dodge Durango SRT Hellcat all-wheel drive. Now, here you got an SUV, and I love these vehicles. Love them. You got an SUV with 710 horsepower, 645 pound-feet of torque, 8,700 pounds of towing, and it's a screamer. It's their 6.2 liter Hemi that is supercharged, mated to their 8-speed automatic transmission. I have the first SRT that I drove that was all-wheel drive was the Jeep Grand Cherokee some years ago, and on a racetrack, you put your foot in it, you got all four wheels grinding. I mean, it's amazing. It's just absolutely amazing. So this thing, it helps to have all-wheel drive to be able to control all of this horsepower. And, I mean, you got the money, honey. You got the time, okay? But I've always been a big Durango fan anyway. You know, nice four-door SUV. Obviously, all the safety equipment one would want is going to be there. All the supplemental airbags in front and side curtain and sides and knees, I mean, all of that. Their SRT performance pages, you go on a big screen and you can set what you want as far as traction control, as far as the shift points, etc. If you're really good, they have the track experience. We get one of these things, and you can take it on a racetrack. They'll schedule that for you and give you some lessons. Big amplified Alpine system with an active noise control system on the thing. Of course, you know, heated seats. I mean, all the works it's got. Fold that back seat down. You got plenty of space in there. Their advanced brake assist, their lane departure warning, full speed forward collision warning, adaptive cruise, 20-inch. X-Out aluminum wheels. Of course, fabulous. The Brembo brakes, Pirelli tires. This thing's a hoss, man. I mean, if you've got a place where you can go over 200 miles an hour, you can do it in this thing. It's amazing. And check out the entire Durango line, though. I think they've done a beautiful job on that. But this one is the powerhouse, the 2021 Dodge Durango SRT Hellcat all-wheel drive. 12 miles per gallon in the city, 17 on the highway. If you can afford the car, you can afford the gas, because this one tricked out, loaded to the gills. This is Olsen money, friends. 90 grand and change. But my goodness, it's so much fun to hear that supercharger scream. I mean, it really is. The siren song of the supercharger.
Yeah, that's some pricey audio stimulation. Yes,
but as much as you like to drive on the highway, you love this thing.
All right, very good. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going turkey hunting. Wayne Carlton from Native by Carlton. He's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. During the freeze, reports that have come in, a lot of exotic ungulates, black buck, right. Axis deer,
right.
Died. Because of the freeze. White-tailed deer really were not adversely impacted.
Correct.
And, just looking at it, we're getting confirmation, but the fact that the fat content helps meet the energy demands, the fat, fiber, and protein helps build those energy reserves up in all of the ungulates.
Right.
That's something that will help them not only recover from the vigors of the rut, but cold weather, adverse right. weather, but also, you know, these times. So that's something you really ought to have out there. The cottonseed and vitamin package is unique and is just showing some great results all across the Lone Star State. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed Blends, visit FortifiedCottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
And as I always love to say, raccoons and pigs don't mess with it.
They really don't.
That's right.
They really don't. But cattle will.
Yeah, correct.
We learned that from John Sewell.
Yeah, correct.
At Harris
right.
Ranch. He said,
oh, yeah.
They get fat. You know?
Yeah.
They love cottonseed. Tell you, great show today. Longtime friend, guy that I have learned so much from. And even, talking to Al Morris at Fox Pro, electronic game call folks.
Right.
I was surprised that Al said nice things about Wayne. No. I hear the man himself. Wayne, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How are you doing this morning?
Good to be here.
Good to have you back, Wayne.
Well, hey, we got a turkey season starting up. Next weekend, we've got an early youth season, so people could get out and do some scouting with the youngsters and give them the first shot at a gobbler. And then the South Zone Texas season opens on March 20th, with the North Texas Zone opening on April 1st. A lot of things going on. You know, they set these seasons up so that there is some breeding that takes place early. And then the season opens. If a lot of the hens have been bred and headed to nest, we still want to put them to bed at night to know, to give us a starting point for the next morning?
That would be a big 10-4.
Okay. All right.
You tell me any species, including humans, at one time is enough.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about putting them to bed. Let's talk about figuring out where they're roosting and understanding that roost and surrounding area, because that's kind of important to know what you're dealing with, right?
Well, let me refer back to a hunt I did in Texas outside of went to Goliad, a little bit to the south of Goliad, but the turkeys were four gobblers had bunched together. They would gobble as long as you wanted to call, but they wouldn't come. So my son was trying to hunt them, and there, right towards dark, I walked down to where he was at, and he was calling. They were goblins, and all, this is all for in the morning, staging it up for in the morning. And I said, well, he explained, he said, I can't get to them. I said, we'll let it get dark, and we'll slip in there on them, and then you go herd cows underneath their rooster trees. Yell, hey, wake up, everyone, hey, now. Like you would on a cattle drive.
Right.
Every turkey close to the ground on a roost in that country, they don't like that. And so they'll boogie and leave. Well, if you're really paying attention and you figure out which direction they went just right at dark, you need to be ready the next morning. So the next morning we went out there, and sure enough, Mark got way down about, I'd say, a quarter of a mile from where I was. That's something else people don't realize. Turkey goes to the roost, and you think that's it. No, that's just the start of it. Because you got to catch them coming out of the roost. And so if there's two or three in your party, one of you can go down to where you heard that turkey fly to and set them call. And the other ones can kind of scatter around so nobody shoots each other. But scatter around, and let me catch this phone here. A giant old damn turkey under it.
Goodness gracious.
People answer, they don't know what they're going to get here.
Oh, my God. Hey, Wayne, can you explain to folks the use of shock calls?
Yeah. We use a lot of different things for shot calls. One of them is just a simple predator right here. And, of course, that's a coyote. And I have learned from the past, the sound that you're going to hear, if that turkey's going to gobble back, it will be instantly after you have did your rendition of a coyote. Let me really get it for you.
Goodness.
That woke me up.
In a month, all that. This is right at daylight, so I better do that again. Somebody, where did you go?
All right. Well, listen, while you get a handle on what's going on in your office, we need to take a break. And, folks, y'all stick around as we're talking to Wayne Carlton. NativeByCarlton.com is a website, and we're going to be talking about some of his calls when we come back right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm David Grimm, and my wife and I are the principal owners of Barron Brothers, an 80-year-old feed, seed, fertilizer, and farm supply company. We have 5 retail stores, 2 feed mills, and 2 fertilizer blending facilities. We move through lots of product in order to supply the needs of our customers. We have to anticipate their needs and make sure that we have what they need when they need it. Capital Farm Credit works cooperatively with us in the complexities of our business.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
All right, we continue our conversation with Wayne Carlton. NativeByCarlton.com is the website. All right, we've heard a little bit about the shock calls to get them to gobble on the roost. Talk a little bit about the easy calls to use, the box calls, your confidence calls with your friction calls, the purrs and putts. What's the best way to kind of start off?
If you're a beginner, of which some people are, you can use box call to imitate quite a few sounds. So let me just, this is,
all right,
this is a box call.
Okay.
loud and it rings your ear. That is what makes turkeys gobble.
Right.
So back to the turkeys that we roosted up in a tree and we got cut out for the most blackmouth fur howling. But at any rate, we set up to where one guy was down where the turkey had flew to the night before.
Right.
And that turkey couldn't get it. Matter of fact, he hit the ground and it was still plumb dark. But we ended up killing two big gobblers out of that bunch. And it's just because we took a step back, said we just can't walk there on them. So let them go to the roost, let it get a little darker, go in there and herd cows underneath the roost.
And the idea of herding cows is to bust them off and kind of break up the roost group?
Yeah, just to bust it up. There's no rhyme and no reason. You're just busting up the flock.
Sure.
And the people that hunt up in Pennsylvania quite a bit, they do a lot of false gobbler hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And they do the same thing during the day. They'll find some turkeys feeding and scratching and doing their deal. And they'll run in on them there. And they have dogs trained to do that.
All right.
And so.
We know.
In saying that, it's used quite a bit.
All right. We hear about the yelps and the cuts that can be made on the box call, but on your zebra wood slate friction call, purrs and putts, when's the best time? Is it later in the season? Is that kind of a confidence call to entice that gobbler to come in? When are the best time to use purrs and putts?
It's not a one-time use. It's like a lot of turkey calls.
Right.
One thing's going to work better than the other.
Okay.
The way I look at it is you got turkey cranked up, everybody's going loud and aggressive and going, but now you want the turkey to come in. So the thing that makes the turkey come in that time of year, which would be the first part of the season, is if you got him worked up and now you want him to come to your position so you can get a shot, quit calling. Don't call anymore. Give him a farewell. Where'd you go, Dad? Do a little bit of that sort of stuff. And they'll come looking for you. But we're trained to make things happen. Humans are trained to make things happen. Sometimes it's hard for a hunter to say, I really don't want to call because I really do want to call. And I want him in my lap and I want to see him strut. Well, you can get one mounted so you can see him strut up close. But if you try to call them all to you, the one that you're probably after is not going to come.
Okay. All right. You tell a story, and you've told it before, but it's worth repeating. During the breeding season, hens have been bred. They go to the nest. Midday calling for gobblers that are looking for a new girlfriend.
I would say my favorite time to hunt turkeys and a lot of other things is smack a dab in the middle of the day. And probably the story that you're talking about was at Vermejo Park Ranch.
Right.
We had a bunch of turkeys roosted, went in there and set up just like I told everybody to do. And the turkey flew by us. Turkeys, I should say, flew by us going on up the side of the mountain. So everybody's kind of dejected. Their bottom lip looks purple, and they're not having a good day. So one guy finally killed a turkey. So I said, well, let's just go on down here for a while. And when I go down here for a while, it's to get everything away from where the turkeys are at and put it somewhere else out in the woods. So we do that, and then about 9, 10 o'clock, we use a crow call. And I mean, just like we did out the coyote, but we just we're doing that sort of stuff, and that's at 9, 10 o'clock. And you're not trying to call a crow in. You're not trying to call a what else? We're not trying to call anything in at that time. We're just setting up to call the turkey in.
Right.
But that the response that you get off of that crow call or owl hoot or whatever you want to use, it will be instant. So if you're trying to catch that sound later as you're making your own noise, you want to back up a little bit and just crow call on that.
All right.
That's it.
Before we run out of time, a couple of things I want to touch on, and I don't know if you want to disclose.
You need a bigger show.
Huh?
Yeah, right. Longer. No more. More time. Right? Yeah.
When we set this up, Harold has asked in the past about where we get information to learn how to call. You did so many videos. Anything that you're going to be doing, or the availability on calls on a YouTube channel, or anything in the works with Native by Carlton?
I don't think I told you, so it's interesting that you mentioned this. But yeah, we're going to do a YouTube, and we're probably going to do, I think it's called Zoom.
Uh-huh.
And what a great way, folks, to learn how to do something if you got somebody on the other end of Zoom zooming at you.
There you go.
And it's amazing. You know, I'm looking forward to using it. We're going to do quite a bit, hopefully around Bass Pro area.
Okay.
But we can take that, and what she said is great. YouTube, Zoom, whatever. But you now can take that and have a call in your hand and zoom in on it with your lens. And I can show you everything about that call just over the phone.
All right. Well,
that's kind of fun. New way to do it. Cheer people up.
You know, you started calling at birth, I believe. You know, so you got a few years of some great tips and videos, and that's going to be great to be able to see that. Before we run out, and we got about a minute left, real quick, folks, Native by Carlton, they've got the website, great website for all your turkey hunting. But all you guys and gals that head out west, elk hunting, absolutely some of the best calls for elk hunting.
Oh, indeed.
I understand you bring them back some of your whitetail deer grunt tubes, things of that nature.
Yeah, let me, to me, that we hit like this. I got the idea with the epidemic that's going on, everybody's grouchy and sad. I said, why don't we take our footage from 50 years
right
up to the present date, and we're going to put together anything that you want to call, it's going to be on that tape. Anything, you know, deer, elk, turkeys, owls, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's going to be, that's going to be so that you can just dial it up, and we'll be ready to teach a lot of people a lot of things. And it did me good to go back and see what we had there. You accumulate a lot of knowledge in 50 years, folks. So now if we can take 50 years and say, well, let's cut that. All right, here you go. It's up to date right there.
Outstanding. The website, again, nativebycarlton.com, nativebycarlton.com. Wayne Carlton, son Mark, doing a great job. We appreciate you joining us today on Texas Outdoor News, my friend.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Wayne.
Couldn't do more.
All right, feed those dogs, okay, friends? We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause six types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Hey, when you go to that nativebycarlton.com, notice, because there's a special discount for you when you pull up that website.
Oh, I like that.
And it's time for the outdoor calendar. And speaking of specials.
Oh, indeed, friends. And boy, did we use these when the lights went out during the great freeze. Hybrid Light, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They've got flashlights, headlamps, work lamps, lanterns, and more. The Mighty Mammoth is the most versatile light on the planet. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, not just the sun, and they hold a charge for, get this, 7 years. Plus, these devices can be used to charge your phone and other devices. For our listeners and friends, I got a special offer, 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com, and at checkout, just add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping. You can also click on a picture of their lights at our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com, and it'll take you right to them, okay? So what do we got? Light goose conservation season, west and east zones. That goes through March 14th. March 13th, 14th, spring turkey season. Youth only in the south zone, 54 counties. March 14th, Bill's favorite, yeah, good old daylight savings time. Anyway, and when you do this, go out and change the clock, of course, on your brand-new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
I tell you what, it's always fun when Wayne Carlton drops in.
I'm
and
surprised
provides...
you didn't bring your toys. You usually bring your little gobble.
You know, I defer to the master. I mean, you know, just so good. Again, nativebycarlton.com.
What's happening next week?
Robin Rikers, Texas Parks and Wildlife Coastal Fisheries, gives us an update on what happened from the freeze and what they know so far.
Yep, and obviously we'll take a peek at the future, too. Do remember to check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com, a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. The shows are all there. Click on Listen to Our Show and go back whatever date. When did they say what about what? Well, it's there. Okay, we're up on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, iTunes, all of that. Facebook, like us. That helps build the audience, and we embrace this, the great outdoors that we all love, okay? Remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So be safe out there in the field or on the water. So you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.